PBS Kids.
Word up, it's Word Girl. Word up, it's Word Girl. Flying at the speed of sound, vocabulary that sounds from the planet lexicon. Watch her villains, here she comes. Faced with a catastrophe, we need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the prime world in check.
Listen for traditional and confusing.
It's a typical day here in the city. Don't worry, that's typical. Inside You Buy Gold, a villain threatens the peace and the gold. Obviously.
Just fill this big bag up with gold and I'll be on my way.
Yes, whatever you say, Mr.
I'm Chuck, the evil sandwich-making guy. And I am here to show...
Wait. Your name is Chuck, the evil sandwich-making guy?
Yeah.
Then why are you stealing gold? Shouldn't you be stealing bread or something?
Why? No, why would I steal bread?
You tell me. You're the one who chose Chuck, the evil sandwich-making guy.
Yeah, but
if you're not gonna steal sandwich stuff, you should have picked a different name.
Be quiet!
I'm just saying, it's a little confusing.
Oh, yeah? Let's see if you find my mustard ray confusing!
Meanwhile, in a nearby shopping plaza...
Dad, I love the grocery store as much as the next kid, but why did you bring us here?
Because we need the ingredients for an old family recipe. It was my great-grandmother's, and it's been passed down for generations. It's a family...
A family tradition? It means to pass something down from generation to generation.
Yes, that's it, of course. It's a family tradition. Why, you're like my own personal little word girl.
Word girl? No, I'm nothing like, so what's the recipe?
Oh, it's a delightful dish called beans a la Botsford.
Oh.
Let's see, anchovy paste, cheese paste, toothpaste. It provides the zing.
Ew.
Help! Chuck the evil sandwich-making guy is robbing the gold store!
Sweet cotton candy, that's awful! But why are you telling us?
Isn't this the police station?
No, that's two buildings down.
Oh, thanks.
Help!
Chuck the evil sandwich-making guy. We have to get out of here and stop him. Dad, Bob and I have to go to the, yarn store to, get some yarn for a yarn project.
Sure, sweetie. I'll see you at home. Hmm, it's not rice. Well, if it's not rice, then what is it?
Word up!
Meanwhile, back at the scene of the crime...
I'm taking this gold and you're not gonna stop me!
Okay, but at least take my sandwich, too.
No, what am I gonna do with your sandwich? What is that, turkey, though?
Yeah, with lettuce, bacon, a splash of mayo.
You know, for a guy that I've just frozen in mustard, you don't seem very scared of me.
I'm too confused to be scared.
Up to your old tricks, Chuck the evil sandwich-making guy?
Word girl!
Word girl? You're shorter than I thought.
I look taller on TV. Your time is up, Chuck. There's no way you're leaving here with any gold.
Excuse me? Don't you think it's confusing that an evil sandwich guy is stealing gold?
Now that you mention it, it doesn't make much sense. That's what confusing means.
Yeah. You see?
Enough! You think you could stop me, word girl? Well, I have a question for you. Do you like honey butter? So long, sticky girl!
Later, at the House of Botsford...
You still have a little butter... Got it. We have to figure out where Chuck's going to strike next. It could be anywhere. The bookstore? Sure, yeah. The toy store? I guess. Who robs the post office? Oh, don't be like that. I just want to catch Chuck the evil sandwich-making guy before he strikes again.
Why on earth would you want that? Isn't that something Word Girl should do?
I was was just saying, I'm sure that's what Word Girl is saying to her sidekick, Captain Huggy Face, right now.
Why, that's quite a Word Girl impression.
What you got there?
Oh, just a fabulous pot of beans a la Botsford.
I have to agree with Bob. That food looks really nauseating.
Well, trust me, it looks disgusting, but it tastes great. Want to lick the spoon?
Oh, no, no.
Help! Chuck, the evil sandwich-making guy is robbing the used car dealership!
The used car dealership? Sweet magic pumpkins! Wait, why are you telling us?
Isn't this the police station?
Oh, no, you're confused. It's the next block over.
Oh, thanks.
This is our chance to stop Chuck once and for all. Let's get out of here. Word! Oh, hey. just working on that impression thing. We're gonna go.
Have fun.
Now, give me the keys to the supercar, or you'll get a ketchup bath.
Ah, don't hurt my suit.
From now on, everyone in this town will fear the name Chuck the Evil Sandwich Making Guy.
Wait a minute. If your name is Chuck the Evil Sandwich Making Guy, why are you stealing a car?
What is it with you people?
I'm just saying.
Yeah? Well, you're done just saying, because now I'm a spraying.
Ah! No!
And now, to steal a supercar.
You should drive it to the bakery.
No.
Well, well, Chuck, you just don't quit, do you?
You know, I'm getting pretty tired of you, Word Girl. Here comes olive oil. So long, Word Girl.
Later that night, at Chuck the Evil Sandwich Making Guy's evil sandwich making lair.
What's the matter with people? I'm evil. I'll walk outside on a hot day without shoes. I'll walk right on the hot cement for like 10 seconds before I hop onto the grass. Oh, and sometimes I use hand soap to wash my face. I'm out of control. And if people want a sandwich crime, I'll give them the sandwich crime of the century.
Chucky, can you bring up some more beets?
Mom, I'm having a moment.
Charles?
Yes, Ma.
Thank you, Pumpkin.
Later, across town.
I can't believe Chuck's gotten away from us twice. We have to figure out where he's going to commit his next crime. He's not going to rob the ocean. How do you even rob the ocean?
Well, our family tradition is all done. Beans a la Botsford. Who wants the first bite?
Is it part of the tradition to hold your nose?
Oh, come on. It smells worse than it tastes. Oh! Oh, my. I'm a little nauseous. Excuse me.
I don't know how anyone could put those disgusting beans in their... Bob?
Help! Chuck the Evil Sandwich Making Guy is robbing the grocery store!
Oh, that's terrible. But why are you telling me?
Isn't this the police station?
No, this is your house. I'm your wife.
I thought you looked familiar. Where's the police station?
Next street over.
Oh, thanks, sweetie.
Help! Hey! Bring home some eggs!
Come on, Bob! We have to go stop Chuck the Evil Sandwich Making Guy once and for all! Word up! Put those down!
Meanwhile, at the grocery store, Chuck the Evil Sandwich Making Guy is robbing the... well, the grocery store.
Listen up! I'm Chuck the Evil Sandwich Making Guy, and sandwiches are what I'm about. Sandwiches! Got it? Tell your friends. Now you, give me all your bread.
Bread? Sure, no problem. We've got bread. Why, we've got the finest selection of breads in the whole city. You want white? We've got white. You want wheat?
I hadn't really...
We've got wheat. You want pumpernickel?
I guess.
We're fresh out of pumpernickel. How about some rye?
Stop! Listen, pal, I just want a regular old loaf of bread, and I want it now. I'm a medicine crook, you know.
That's why you're going to prison.
Who's gonna put me in prison? You? I've gotten away from you twice and I'll do it again. Piece of cake, or should I say piece of bread?
Clever, Chuck, but you're not clever enough to once again escape the unstoppable duo of Word Girl and Captain Huggy Fit. Did you have to bring those? They're not gonna go bad. Just put them in the refrigerator.
Ah! Ugh. Ah!
is this thing?
This is my evil bread maker of doom.
Catchy name.
Now, word girl, you're about to finally meet the end of a giant loaf of bread. Voila! Word girl and that weird monkey guy are now encased in a giant loaf of pumpernickel bread. How's that for a sandwich crime, huh?
Say, I can't hear a peep. I think they're done for.
Yes, I did it!
Is this the end of Word Girl and Captain Huggy Face? Has Chuck, the evil sandwich-making guy, actually become menacing? Will the smell of beans a la Boxford ever come out of my clothes?
Okay, listen up. I want all those breads you talked about before, and the croutons too, ooh, and English muffins, now. What was that? Please tell me that's an earthquake.
Well, well, Chuck, it looks like it's true what they say. The bean is mightier than the sandwich.
Who says that?
Now, Chuck, I think it's time you check out of this crime spree. Get it? Check out of this crime spree?
Oh, we got it.
Now, Huggy!
Oh, come on!
So, once again, Word Girl and Captain Huggy Face risked life and a pot of beans to stop the evil and not-so-menacing Chuck, the evil sandwich-making guy, from stealing... Wait, I'm confused. What was he stealing again?
$13 in baked goods and fresh produce.
Really? Was that all he had?
Yep.
Wow.
Totally not worth it.
No. Not at all.
Someone should have said something. I don't think I would have done all that.
Join us again next time on another fabulous episode of Word Girl.
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is...
May I Have a Word?
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I have a word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is dazzling. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word. Tommy, did you want to buzz in?
I was just thinking of all the examples of dazzling in Word Girl. There's the Hoboken Diamond, of course, and all the jewels in the jewelry store.
You sure seem to know what dazzling means. Why don't you just buzz?
Also, the eyes of Word Girl are dazzling.
Her eyes?
Yes. Do you dare to disagree?
Instead of answering that question, why don't you answer mine? How do you define dazzling?
Dazzling means bright, almost blinding.
That is correct. Congratulations, Tommy. You are today's winner. Huggy, show him what he's won. An official Word Girl giant disco ball.
Ooh.
Yes, now you can boogie on down and feel the beat under the magic of a spinning light. A pretty dazzling prize, eh, Tommy?
Meeting Word Girl would be better.
Yeah. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Listen for the words deceive and idolize. Becky, Word Girl Botsford, and her little brother TJ has no idea his sister is Word Girl Botsford, walk down the street with their pet monkey, Bob.
And one time, Word Girl lifted up an entire mountain with her pinky, and she didn't even chip a nail.
Uh-huh.
But that was nothing compared to the time that Word Girl dove under the ocean, grabbed onto an abandoned submarine, and heaved it into space. That sub is circling Mars as we speak.
What? Oh, okay. Bob wants to know what your favorite Captain Huggy Face story is.
Huh? Whatever. Ooh, but what about when Word Girl...
Okay, TJ, we get it. You idolize Word Girl. Can we change the subject, please?
You're just jealous because Word Girl is so awesome, and you're so... not awesome.
Not awesome? You think Word Girl would be impressed with not awesome? How about unimpressive, inadequate, ordinary, run-of-the-mill?
Becky?
Yes?
You're totally regular.
Better.
Meanwhile, across the street...
Well, it sure is shiny.
Yes, shiny.
And it's so valuable that we've taken the extra step of guarding it with this sweeping laser.
Beeping phaser?
No, ma'am. I said sweeping laser. It protects the tiara from being stolen.
Oh, I just love tiaras. They're so bright and classy. Just like these three grandbabies. Look at my babies. Ooh, oh, what, look what I've done. Could you lend an old lady a hand? Oh, thank you, sweetie. Well, I best be off to my bingo game. It's ladies' night.
That's Granny May, and she's up to her old tricks.
And Word Girl can eat 500 tamales in one sitting.
That's great. TJ, why don't you go home and see if you can eat 501 tamales? That's sure to impress Word Girl.
Good call. Word Girl, wherever you are, prepare to be impressed by TJ, the amazing tamale eater.
Come on, Bob. We've got a sneaky senior citizen to stop. Word up! Not so fast, Granny May.
No! Oh, muggers!
Huggy, watch out! You may have deceived the jewelry store clerk, but you're not getting past me.
Believe the clerk? Of course I believed him.
Oh, drop the deaf old lady act. You distracted the clerk and swapped tiaras when he wasn't looking.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Oh, I guess you got me there, Word Girl. You better take me off to jail. Oh! Oh, my leg! My little old leg! Word Girl, why would you push me to the ground? Why would you use your super strength powers for evil instead of good? Why?
I didn't push her. No, see, she's deceiving you. See, it's a trick. She wants you to believe that she... that I...
Oh! I didn't know hair could hurt. But it does! It hurts!
No, see, the tiara... her purse! What? But I saw her put it in her purse.
How dare you accuse this sweet little old lady of stealing?
But I saw...
Word Girl has no respect for her elders.
Now, now, I'm sure it was an accident pushing an innocent little old lady to the ground. Whatever the case, I'm certainly not going to make a big deal about it. And then, out of nowhere, Word Girl and her flying rabbit attacked me and threw me to the ground. Oh, you should have seen the hatred in her little eyes. But I will turn this horrible incident into something positive. Behold, the power of positive thinking! You'll be good, you hear?
Can you believe this, Huggy? The entire city is idolizing Granny May. I mean, if you're going to pick someone to look up to, you might want to make sure that person isn't a criminal. What?
Ooh, that's what I'm talking about.
Woo! Is she putting on a sombrero? Where is she? Highfalutin Headwear Museum. That's right. They're showing the world's most valuable tiara. We've got to stop Granny May once and for all. Hi, Granny. What a big hat you have.
Word Girl!
You may have deceived the rest of the city, but you're not fooling me, and you're not going to get away with it anymore. Now, Huggy!
I can't thank you enough, Granny May. Without your generous donation, this tiara would never have been cleaned. What's going on here?
I know this doesn't look good, but, see, she was, I thought...
What about the hundreds of other times the Word Girl saved us? And now the whole city is turned against her?
Yeah, ever since Granny May deceived them.
Well, I don't know about that, but she sure did trick them.
No, deceived means tricked. Also misled, taken in, suckered, deluded, double-crossed, humbugged.
Well, it's not fair. Word Girl is treated like the bad guy, and Granny May is the city hero. She was even asked to be the official greeter for today's visit by the Queen of Barbronia.
The Queen of Barbronia is coming here? Today? Does she wear a crown?
Duh, she's a queen. Sure is too bad Word Girl can't be there.
What do you mean?
Geez, Becky, you are so out of it. Granny May filed a complaint. Word Girl will get in serious trouble if she goes anywhere near her. Hey, Becky, how about a rematch?
Later that day at City Hall.
Now, I've heard that people in your country put hot sauce in their tea. Is that true?
Oh, yes. We love our tea extra hot.
Ooh, well, that'll wake it up, won't it? You're all right, sister. I'm gonna make you one of my extra cozy quilts.
Just make sure it's queen-sized.
Oh, yes, you don't stop coming with these.
Did you hear the latest about Word Girl?
You mean that she has a picture of Granny May on her dartboard?
No, that's the old news. I just heard that Word Girl wears an astronaut suit when she's around old people because she's afraid of catching their cooties.
Oh, Word Girl puts old people in spacesuits to contain their cooties.
Word Girl gave cooties to Granny May in space.
Word Girl's going to knit a pair of booties for Granny May and make her wear them on her spacewalk.
Dad, what does that even mean?
Well, it means that Word Girl is a fan of the knitting arts, and, well, I don't know what it means, but I know that Word Girl is up to no good.
You're wrong, Dad. Word Girl rules.
Why?
Let's all thank my new friend and fellow grandma, the Queen of Barbronia, for coming here today. And let us also be grateful that Word Girl and her airborne rabbit didn't show up and ruin the fun for the rest of us. Oh, my goodness! There's Word Girl now! Whoops! My mistake! It's just a chubby seagull! My eyes aren't what they used to be, I guess. Well, better be getting home. Time for my nappy. Bye-bye, babies!
The only napping you'll be doing is in a jail cell.
How did you get past security?
You're not the only one who can deceive people, Granny May. No, but in this case, it was good that I deceived you. I had to prove that Granny... I'm not supposed to be here, so I had to trick you. And, oh, Queen, would you please check your crown?
Oh! Hot candy!
I should go.
Oh, no. You're not getting away this time, Granny May.
Will I? What? Granny's confused. Oh! Word Girl pushed me down again!
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did.
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did.
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did.
Actually, no, I saw it.
Actually, I felt it and she did.
Well, we're at an impasse.
A what?
We can't get beyond where we are because of a disagreement. No, she didn't.
Yes, she did.
That's the Queen's real crown.
This is all just a misunderstanding. If you would just let me explain. Take a whiff of this.
Oh, no, you don't.
No!
Good work, Captain Huggy Face. Now, Granny, you've sprayed your last... Wow, that's strong perfume.
I buy it by the jug.
Well, it doesn't smell so good where you're gonna be...
See? I told you Word Girl was still one of the good guys. I was right all along. Word Girl does rule! Word Girl, the girl whom I idolize the most, this song is for you. Word Girl, with your awesome powers, you're the awesomest girl! Word Girl! You're awesome and pretty and awesome, too.
Hey!
Break it down, TJ.
Oh, Word Girl, if you only knew how awesome you were, how awesome I think you are, you'd know that you are and will always be awesome! Awesome!
And so, everyone realized that Granny had deceived them, and Word Girl once again restored order to the city. With her awesomeness!
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is the bonus round of...
May I Have a
word!
Tommy, you correctly defined the word dazzling. Ready to play the bonus round?
I sure am.
Okay, take a look at these three pictures and tell me which one shows the definition of dazzling. Any guesses, Tommy?
Ha, that's easy. Number two. The butcher clearly thinks the shiny Hoboken diamond is dazzling.
That's correct, Tommy. You've won the bonus round. Huggy, show him his special prize. What? Oh, it looks like we ran out of prizes. That's embarrassing. We'll see you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Cape not required. Word up!
Favorite word, what's your favorite word?
My favorite word is cracker. It was my first word when I was a baby, and it's just a fun word to say. Cracker.
My favorite word is exquisite. This is because I like the way it sounds in my mouth. Starting in second grade, my grandma was always saying to me, "You look very exquisite today." So that's how I became to like the word.
That's my favorite word.
Captain Huggy Face, show us what pensive means. That's right. Pensive means to think a lot about something. Congratulations, Huggy. Pensive.